not.
Blog Talk Radio.
Twice.
BlogTalkRadio.com, and we are the Middlemen. This is the Middlemen Show, so you have called into the correct show, and I'm Alan.
This is Kevin. What's happening?
This is Jen. What's up?
This is Nick. What's good?
I don't know. I sense a little rustiness in y'all.
What you talking about?
Is that a word?
Rustiness. 2011, we make up words like the too damn high rent.
No, that is the rent is too damn high party.
I just made
right.
one up, though.
Ooh, boy.
Man, I'm happy to be back. What's happening, y'all?
Hey, man. We're
I know, man.
2011, man.
2011, baby.
Now, Kev, you know now, somebody going to say 2011.
Yeah.
No. 2011.
2-0-0.
Yeah, man. You know, because it's 211. And and you got to spell that L-E-B-M. 11.
Right.
2011.
Yeah.
Man. Dude.
We hood.
I think this is the first New Year that I ever slept in. Besides when I probably was a baby and a kid.
Hey, nothing wrong
with
that.
4 o'clock, dude, I was knocked out. Sleep.
You know what? I would have to concur. I did the same.
Isn't this? We're getting old? Is that what it really is? Are we getting
well,
old?
Well, I don't go out on New Year's. I haven't gone out on New Year's in about maybe 8 or 9 years now.
Yeah.
I just don't do it. I used to work in a hospital. So I worked the ER on New Year's Eve one time, and after that I was through. You know,
was an early dude.
I don't blame.
I was a radiology aide. They asked me to work the ER that night.
Oh.
So you know.
Mm.
They don't like to be called orderlies.
My bad.
Like you ordering me around. I'm a grown man. I'll be no. Anyway.
What's going on with you, Al? What's up, man?
Man, I'm just happy to see another year, man. Next month, in February, we'll be 2 years doing the Middleman's House Show.
Ooh, I thought, hold up, two.
Two years.
I thought it was three.
No, it wasn't.
It's
been two, man.
We're trying to add.
Yeah.
Man, I guess I feel like this, you know. Well, hey, 2 years, baby. I can't be mad at that. I'm happy. Jen, you so quiet over there.
I know. I'm just listening to everyone's New Year's cheer and just kind of seeing what everybody did for New Year's. I didn't do much, actually. I just kind of chilled with some friends and kept it real low-key.
Yeah, right.
I went to church.
You needed to after all that debauchery you had going on in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Debauchery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
We heard about you. The Latinos told us that Al was over there acting a fool.
No, man.
Man, you know you don't supposed to drink tequila, vodka, and nut and rum at the same time.
Man,
using the worm as a straw? You can't do that.
Hey, man. You know, hey, if all those that don't know, our man Al, he was on a lovely cruise down to Cancun and Cozumel and all these other different places. And one thing we told him, Nick, don't drink the water.
Don't drink the water.
Why you drunk the water?
I drunk the water on the boat, man, not in the city.
Whatever.
It's different, man.
you can't come, but you drunk water in the ocean. And actually,
okay.
All
yeah,
our listeners
yeah,
after this listen to us live today.
Because the water kept getting in my mouth when I was smoking.
Whatever. You drinking Mexican
I
water.
I can help
that. You drinking oil spill water.
Yeah, I did. I got sick as hell, too.
Hey, check this out, though. This is one thing I want to ask black folks. And to all our white listeners, we appreciate you for tuning in and every other race, too. Do black people go snorkeling?
Yes, they do.
Hell yeah. And I participated to the highest level.
I ain't getting nothing that I can't walk out of.
I done told y'all about that now. You know, we first off, we don't need to be on boats nowhere. The last time we got on a boat, we ended up in America. I don't know what the hell y'all feel the need to go. What you going snorkeling for?
To see the fish.
Oh,
see the fish. You know what? You can watch a fish tank at Walmart.
If you want to see the fish, go to Red Lobster.
Yeah. Cooked. All the lobsters and
go
crabs
to the market.
And clown fishes and all that. But I mean, I'm glad you had a good time. He looked like he had a good time. Him and his lady friend. You know, they took a lot of pictures and stuff. I was sitting on a sunset drop on the top of some rocks, looking like Rocky, but in the Caribbean.
Yeah, Al, I noticed you got a little darker while you were out there.
I did, man.
Yeah,
got dark as hell, man.
I did not know black people can get blacker.
Hey, look. This boy got so dark, he was walking around. They thought he was Danny Glover. How do you feel about Mel Gibson?
Hey, but you know what, man? I'm happy for him. Al got his vacation
nice.
On. Hopefully one day, if we can grow this show like we want to and we can get it like we want to on this whole new internet thingy, man, hopefully we can do a middleman cruise, man, get all our listeners together and do like all the rest of the other talk show people and have a cruise, man. I think that would be nice.
Who gonna drive?
Who
gonna drive the boat?
Whoever we pay to drive.
I don't trust them. They gonna see all them black folks and be like, oh, we going straight for the rocks.
Man, whatever. Ain't no Titanic going on. They do it with Tom and all the rest of them, man. I'm serious, y'all. Y'all think I'm joking. I would love to do a cruise with y'all.
I don't know, KG. You're kind of like, you know, crampy and claustrophobic-ish, and you might throw us off the boat. I kind of don't trust you in close quarters like that.
What are you talking about, buddy? Man, look, let me explain something to you. I'm going to go watch some live shows. I'm going to go eat some food. I might even put my foot in the water when we get off the boat. That's as far as it's going to go.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm going snorkeling and skydiving and parachuting and all that, so.
See, we just said black folks don't skydive. I'm going.
Go ahead and skydive. Jim, we love
going,
you, but we will be interviewing for a new co-host for the middle part of the show. Take your ass skydiving. You not just you,
Yes. Man, let's get on to it. First thing first, to all our listeners out there, we do apologize. We had a down week there. But we know all of you want to get out there with your families and have a good time and enjoy each other. So we want to give you enough time where we didn't drag your ear into our lives again. But we want to do that again now. We're going to do it now because it is a new year. We're here and we're back. We got some new exciting things for you guys this year. We hope that you tell everybody to tune in to the Middleman Talk Show. You had a little glimpse of Gin Juice, which is from now on going to be called Gin and Juice. And next list. We hope y'all make sure y'all tune into those two live shows. If you didn't get the opportunity to check that out, go back to blogtalkradio.com/the Middleman. Make sure you go and download those shows. Give us some feedback. wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. If you haven't joined our Facebook page, please do so. Please do so. And also, apartmentk.net. Hey, they support us. We support them. And our man DJ Break 'Em Off out there live in Birmingham, Alabama. Hey, bro. Where's our intro? So what's going on, y'all? We got to get this 2010 wrap up cracking, y'all.
I got a couple of lists.
Oh, you got what?
Yeah, man, I got a list.
Oh, man. So
I got a couple of top 10s. I got some top 5s.
Yeah.
So, Ann, what you got over there? Jen, what you got?
Well, you know, I highlighted some of, like, the political things that happened this year that were quite interesting. A lot went on in the world of politics. So I highlighted some things that happened this year that I found quite interesting, surprising, and aha moments in American politics.
Hmm. Well, we're surely ready for that. And, Al, what you got going on, bro?
Smith hit the state one. That's what I'm all about.
You're all about the blues. Yay. Yay.
All right.
Yay.
It is.
Yay. But you know what?
Oh, man.
We got a song for y'all. Hey, everybody that's checking this out on the line, everybody that's listening to us on the phones or whatever, tell your people to call us. We can take as many of y'all we want to now. Y'all got anything y'all want to say? Press that number one. We're going to be live this year. We promise to bring y'all the livest and best show on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Check us out. We do appreciate everybody that tune in and tell another man, that told another man, and all these other people that are telling folks about us. Hey, we got a lot of fan mail. We appreciate y'all for that. Yes, we get fan mail. But this song right here I'm about to play, Al, is it a hit?
It's all the way there, man.
You don't sound enthused worth a bit. Al, is it a hit?
It's a hit, man.
It's a hit. That's what I'm talking about. This next record is by our people, Steel Mag, and it's called Pretty Hot and Tilted. I guarantee y'all this is going to be a hot record this coming up summer. Y'all check this out. You are tuned in to the Middleman Talk Show live January the 2nd. Is it January the 2nd, y'all?
2011.
Yeah, 2000. What did it say? 2011. 2011.
2011.
2011. Blog Talk Radio. Check us out.
Meg, pretty high attention. Y'all want to download that? Y'all can go to ReverbNation.com/steel. That's STEELMAG. Y'all can download that song. Pretty hot and tempting.
Man, we're that's back. How I feel this year. That's how I feel this year, Al. I'm pretty hot and tempted.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't tell anybody else that, kid.
We had a comment on the chat board as well from Riding Dirty Radio, and we all know who that is. Our man Vic, and he says, you guys are the greatest, just like the Lakers. L.A. won the NBA championship in 2010.
Really? you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Lakers suck. That's all I can say. Yeah.
Did they get murdered by Miami?
Like,
what's up? They got murdered by Miami. Like, right, was it right after Christmas?
Yeah, they did.
Around that time.
They got beat pretty bad there. Beat pretty bad. Yeah. At home at that, wasn't it? Yeah, at home. So let's get this started off, y'all. Y'all want to go entertainment first? Y'all want to go politics or just some of the strange things that happened in 2010 that would affect us in 2011? What y'all want to
do? Let's start with one of Nick's licks, man.
Go ahead, Nick. Bring it down.
Okay.
Bring it down.
We can start with one of my lists. Let's start with the top 10 urban albums of 2010. This is according to Billboard.com. Number 10, Rebirth by Lil Wayne. Number 9, Stronger With Each Tear, Mary J. Blige. Number 8, This Is It, Michael Jackson. Number 7, Rated R, Rihanna. Number 6, Raymond vs. Raymond, Usher. Number 5, Thank Me Later by Drake. Number 4, Soldier of Love, Sade. Number 3, The Element of Freedom by Alicia Keys. Number 2, The End by Black Eyed Peas. And number 1, Recovery by Eminem. Those are the top 10 urban albums of 2010. This is based on sales.
Eminem is not urban, dude.
That is urban, man.
Yes,
let it go,
urban.
That's urban.
Man, he pop music, man. He's just a
beaver. You know why I'm kind of mad who doesn't get Respect, whose album is like hot, who like I'm currently bumping in my car, is Jasmine Sullivan. Like I'm so mad at her like promo team. Like she doesn't get the exposure she needs. Like her album is hot. If you haven't listened to it, like go get it. It's like I love
Jen, do you want to know why she doesn't? Because she is bipolar.
What?
one second. She needs you bad. The next second, she gonna bust your windows. Then she say, what did she say? I ain't scared of lions, tigers, and bears. You live in Philly. Of course you're not scared of lions, tigers, and bears.
Anyway, Jasmine Sullivan is hot. Her album is hot. And as for women, you know, we have different emotions. One day we hate you, one day we love you.
Yeah,
well,
that's what's wrong with y'all now. What the hell? It's not cool. In her new video, she got her boyfriend strapped up to a bomb. Jasmine Sullivan gonna get somebody hurt.
You sure they do?
I think that stuff is cute.
Hey, you know what? Not only that, man, y'all think about it. Nobody wanna hear all that old angry black woman music. Nobody.
It's not all angry. Like, my favorite song of hers right now is Love You Long Time. I love that song.
Angry black woman music.
You know what the funny thing about her is?
Loving your man.
She puts out all these songs about revenge and relationships and hate and all this stuff. I hope y'all know she's been in a relationship for the last 4 years. So all these songs she's telling you go bust his windows, he got 10 seconds before I blow him up. She got a boyfriend.
That's
and
right.
She got y'all out there getting in fights in y'all relationships and y'all just eating it up.
Mm-hmm. Like an idiot.
Whatever. Go get
Jasmine. Stop listening to that girl. She's going to she gonna get somebody choked. I'm telling you. That.
Man, she probably been choked already.
Okay, moving on, man. Enough about Jasmine Sullivan. Moving on. Please.
All right, check this out, y'all. This right here, since we're on entertainment. I got the Entertainment Rewind of 2010. It's from Black America Web. Yeah, I'm jacking them for their stuff. Who won and who lost? These are the winners that they consider for 2010. Y'all check this list out very carefully. I got a headache with this first name. The winners for 2010 for entertainment is Antoine Dotson. If y'all don't remember who Antoine Dotson is, Hide Your Wife, Hide Your Kids, performed at the BET Awards, done George Lopez, got the iPhone application of the Bed Intruder. Man, this boy, he won big time.
He got his own Halloween costume.
Yeah.
And
he was on
the TV show. Funny. Like, it was bad funny.
I think he got his own hairline as far as wigs.
Yeah, man,
like
the wigs and the ugly clothes he wear. That's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Pretty horrible. One of the other winners that they consider is BET for bringing back the game talk show. You know, hey, they did a great thing with the Haitian benefit telethon. They say they're trying to come back. They're trying to come back. BET still sucks to me, and I promise you, in 2011, BET still going to suck. But they say they won't.
Let me explain something to you real quick. I can no longer condone the bad talk of BET. And I'll tell you why at the end of the show, but I can no longer condone the bad talk of BET. Bullshit is about to stop.
Okay, man, we know you were already on that talk. We already know what's going on. See you all. Yeah.
Just saying.
Whatever. All right. Back to what I was talking about. The Smith family, they're winners. Think about all the things that they've done. You know what I'm saying? His wife with the Hawthorne television show. You know, you got the Men in Black 3 coming out real soon. His son just got finished with that Karate Kid movie, which was a pretty good movie, y'all. Pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Okay. We also got these people doing...
And Willow, don't forget about Willow.
With my hair, huh?
If you let him finish...
I know. I'm like, come on, son.
Go back to drinking your coffee. All right.
Willow was signed to Roc Nation. Now, I don't know if y'all know that. Willow got signed to Roc Nation, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, check this out. 2010 winners, grown women. There was a time in recent history when women in their 30s and 40s were considered far past any attractiveness or sexuality. Those days are gone. And part of the reason is why is reality TV. Y'all got to think about it. We're looking at Salt and Pepper show that came out, the Housewives of Atlanta. Ain't none of them sexy. I don't know why they really.
Right, I was about to say the Real Housewives of Bankhead.
Yeah. Hood wives. Okay. Some of the other women, we're going to move on beyond that right there. I really don't understand that one because, you know, some of them ladies are just horrible. Except Taraji Henson, what her name? Taraji?
Taraji.
Yeah, she still got it going on. She over 40. Vanessa Williams and Nia Long, they're still sexy. Still sexy.
I date her. I would date her in a heartbeat.
The next winner for 2010 was Tyler Perry. Check this out, y'all. I ain't got to say nothing else. I don't think I got to say Tyler Perry. Even though he had a little spat with Spike Lee again. But Tyler Perry, everything he did this past year was on top of the world. Even though this is entertainment and / sports. Michael Vick is a winner for 2010, and I do agree. Even though these folks, this guy that just says Michael Vick should have been executed for killing the dogs, maybe we need to find him and execute him. How about that? Now, on to the losers. Chris Brown is a loser for
20. I can't agree with that.
Yeah.
Chris needs to be on the winners list because Chris had a great comeback.
I know. But they said Chris Brown is a loser for 2010. You know, they're talking about the little spat that he had with Raz B. You know, and Eric
Chris
Benet.
Brown got 3 Grammy nominations off of mixtape. That sounds like a winner to me.
Well, hey, man, this ain't my list. Hey.
And to Chris Brown's defense with the whole thing with Raz B started with him. Like, you know, like, why are you tweeting about Chris Brown? Like, why are you talking about
because
Chris
he
Brown?
Wanted,
Chris Brown
he wanted
didn't do
to
anything
date
for
Rihanna.
Raz B.
Wait a minute. He wanted to date Rihanna.
Did y'all see the picture that he posted of Raz B dressed as Peter Pan doing a split on the subway?
That was pretty horrible.
That was bad.
That's like, man, dude, go kill yourself.
Do you know that Raz B was a trending topic on Twitter for 36 hours?
Well, speaking of Twitter, Razz B has gained over 60,000 followers because of this beef between him and Chris Brown. 60,000 followers. All right. The biggest loser.
Well, I think Razz B is a loser.
Yeah, he is. One of the other big losers for 2010. Guess who, y'all?
Bishop Ed Alone.
No, sir. No, sir. Anybody that's locked up in jail. If you got
what?
Locked up in 2010 and you was entertaining, you are a loser.
Oh, well, yeah, we know that.
This goes out to Life Genius, T.I.
Yep.
And everybody else that got locked up and got their little profile put up on, you know, put up on up out there. You're a loser, buddy. All right, and the last loser for 2010 is, well, Leon Walker. For all those that don't know about Leon Walker, this is the guy that went into his wife's account and found out that she was cheating with her ex-husband. He is possibly facing years in jail because of this. You are a loser, buddy.
And it hurt me, man. You know what I'm saying? He's black, too, man.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. It's pretty bad, son.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty bad.
And they also, they say R&B this year was pretty bad, y'all.
I can't agree.
Yeah.
Me either. Check out Jasmine Sullivan's album.
And
I
actually,
can't agree.
Talking about Jasmine Sullivan,
man.
Ciara, and Kelly Rowland, who generated more blog activity but less respect. Yeah. Your girl Monica, Chrisette Michelle, Jasmine Sullivan, Ciara, Kelly Rowland, Carrie Hilson, they all generated more blog activity than they did respect this year. The R&B sucks.
Yeah, they're a little off for that. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
I don't agree with that. There's a lot of good music released this year. And I think that everybody going into the whole R&B is dead and all that other stuff, I think that's a slap in the face to artists like Anthony Hamilton and Jill Scott, you know, Raheem Devon, you know, artists that consistently put out good music. I mean, the thing about it is, it's not handed to us on a silver platter like it was, you know, before. You want the good music, you got to go out there and get it. But at the same time, when you want to do that, instead of just getting handed something that you think is a good album and it's got two good songs on it and the rest of it is bull, you know, it's a lot of good music that's out there. So, you know, when people say stuff like that, I just think that everybody should give it.
You know what surprised me was Dirty Money. I listened to the whole thing. I liked it.
Oh, God.
I liked it.
You and about 90,000 other people realize.
Oh.
No. Let me tell you why. If you guys remember, when we did Talk of the Town, I talked about the album sales for the first week. HitsDailyDouble.com has been 99.9% accurate on the album sales for the last 5 years. They predicted that the album sales for Dirty Money would be 65,000 sales. Now, miraculously, Dirty Money sold almost 30,000 more CDs in a matter of a day. Now, Kev, Al, we all been around this business long enough to know that labels like Interscope and Def Jam have been going out and buying those albums to boost those first week sales, and they've been doing it for years. But you can't do it forever. You can't hide it forever. The very next week, Diddy dropped out of the top 200 on Billboard and sold 30,000 albums.
Dirty Money. I thought it was good.
As Nick said, you and 12 people.
90,000.
Hey, shout out, speaking of bad album sales, and you can recant on that. Shout out to all the people that were popular the year before last that sucked this year.
Most definitely.
Whew. Boy, you guys are out there. Pretty bad. Well.
Yeah, but shout out to the people that were hot last year and stayed hot and got even hotter.
Well, yeah.
Because I got another list. Let me know when you want to hear
it. Now, right here, we're about to go ahead and take a break real quick here. We're going to dedicate this to our man. His birthday just passed a little bit ago. One of the best, greatest icons. And I can say this even though Al loved to say it and call everybody this. But this is from the great, late Michael Jackson. Al, I can say it this time. He's dead.
Man, play the song.
Pretty young thing, y'all. 2011 pretty. That's all I'm saying. 2011 gonna be pretty. Here we go.
I'm here, man. I had to switch up some things right quick. Sorry about that, people, but we're back live. The Middleman Talk Show. This is your boy, Al. All
right.
You got another 30 minutes of listening to me talking like this.
Hey, but you know what, dog? You know what? Check this out. Check this out real close. Listen.
Hey, man, I can't get down, man. Come on, man.
Dang, you got the first sound of 2011.
Yeah, I can't be the first person, man. That ain't even right, man.
You was.
Why? If it was me, you would be a kiki, and you're a little harder.
That's right. That's right. That's right, man. That's right. More befitting that way.
Well, how about this, yo? Let everybody know what we talked about so far, then we can go ahead and roll into politics. Jen, get ready to do your thing.
Most of the people we just started off talking, recapping some of the best albums of the year, people who were winners and losers of 2010. And we got a few more lists we're going to get into, and also Jen has her list that she wants to talk about as well as far as political. So, Jen, you want to go ahead on and get into that, let the world know about 2010 and politics.
Yes. Now, I picked out my top three moments in politics this year, and one of mine is the fall of Barack Obama. And this year, like, a lot of people fell out of love with Barack Obama. We had the rise of the Tea Party. We had the Republican and Tea Party take over, you know, with the election this year. We had a lot of governors, senators, and legislative people, you know, really turn out, you know, on the Republican and Tea Party side and elected a lot of them this year. And we do have a turnover in the Congress. The second thing that happened was health care reform. And I think that had to do with, you know, the fall of Barack Obama and people's opinion with him is that, you know, a lot of people are very unhappy with, you know, the health care. And I'm sure when everyone gets your paycheck, their first paycheck of this year, you're going to see how it's going to affect you. What about you guys? Are you nervous about, you know, how the health care reform is going to affect your pay this year?
Not really. Because either way it go, we're taxed. I don't understand people that always say, well, hey, they gonna tax us to death. They gonna tax, man, we tax everything we do. And you know what? I know they got taxes on breathing. I know they do. Because if they got taxes on death, you know they have taxes on breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the one thing that bothered me is that healthcare and, like, insurance premiums, they go up every year anyway. And so, okay, they're going up again. And, you know, people want to blame it on Barack. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of Barack's team, he had a big overturn where he fired some people, brought in some new people. He had a lot of his, like, just his core team just turned their back on him this, you know, in 2010. And I just thought that was really, really sad. He looks tired. He looks tired this year. And I'm just disheartened that, you know, I think he really thought that he could change, but how can you change when, you know, he had a year of people stabbing him in the back?
Oh, yeah.
Also,
I mean,
one
it's
of
to
biggest...
be expected, though.
The what?
It's to be expected. You know, everybody,
yeah.
We knew this was going to happen. You know, even though I didn't like the way, what's the guy's name? You know,
you lied.
Gosh. I can't remember who he was going against. It's ridiculous now.
John McCain.
Thank you. Yeah, the little Ewok. Even when his commercial during the campaign, when he was like, he's the biggest celebrity on the planet. It's true. You know, a lot of people jumped on that Barack bandwagon that really weren't trying to deal with him when they thought that Hillary had the best shot of getting into the White House. So, you know, they're just showing their colors again.
Yeah,
and a lot of people
I had someone come up to me, you know, like, if, you know, I was very involved in his campaign, and someone come up to me and was like, where are the jobs at? And I'm like, you know, dude, like, you know, you have to totally be patient, you know, like, change doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, this year, you know, nationally, we saw our unemployment rate, you know, go above 10%, which is very, very scary. It has not reached those numbers in a very long time. And, you know, to all the people out there
Hold on. When he got it was 8-point-something, so it ain't rise too much, thanks to President Dumbass.
Yeah, true. But, you know, like, you can only go on the current and who's in there now. And
I know.
That's what people are looking
but
at.
At the same time, if you give me a call with a quarter tank of gas in there, you know what I'm saying? You gave me a cup of a quarter tank of gas. That's what it is. But
we do have a caller,
y'all.
Let's
welcome our first caller of the year. Caller, you are live on the Middleman Talk Show. Thank you for being the first caller of the year.
Hello?
Hey, Charlie, first caller of
the
year, man.
Oh.
Oh, really? I am. Oh, wow.
now.
Wow, I'm honored. I'm honored.
We have it.
How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing wonderful, man. Doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Good, John.
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I gather you all are going through the year.
Yeah, we're going through the year, man. We're talking about the political side of things and things that are going to affect us for 2011 right now, 2011.
Well,
I'm interested in Jen's take on Obama's tax, I guess, compromise. That's the best word to use at this point.
I'm still trying to understand why was it a compromise?
Because I think this is part of Obama's problem. I'm very angry, not angry with him, but I am upset that he consistently tries to bring this table of unity with the Republicans and the Democrats when he really needs to say, screw you, and we're going to do and push forward on what's best.
Well, check this out, Jen.
Self-care came out with a lot of negative things because of compromises.
Right, but
check this out.
If he wouldn't have done that, think about it from this standpoint. I heard a lot of strategists from our side, what they said, what happened if he didn't compromise with this particular situation, especially with the tax cut and all that. If he wouldn't have done it, when those Republicans gained a complete control of was the House, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If they would have gained complete control, everything would have just shut down after the fact. You know that's what they're about to do. Starting tomorrow,
yeah,
they shut down everything.
Yeah, this year, they're going to try to make him a lame duck president. That's exactly what they're going to try to do.
Their mission is, go ahead and do it.
I don't think he should have compromised on health care. They don't have our best interest at heart.
I know, they're not going to have our interest at heart. But see, this is the thing about it. There's many other things that basically was a bunch of crap that happened this year to this man. And overall, if y'all think about it, what are some of the other things that stood out in y'all mind about 2010, that really is going to affect us in our whole effort to make this country back whole again? What are some of the things y'all saw besides President Obama?
Well, you know, gay marriage became legal in a whole bunch of states this year.
Oh, God, we're
going to
really fall now. Going to hell.
Did I light the fire? Gay marriage, like states like Iowa, you know, like, which is surprising, like, you know, gay marriage is legal. I do expect it to, you know, go to other states, you know, as the year passes and as time goes past. It's going
to
change the face of marriage
too.
In America.
I don't know if it's going to come to Mississippi.
I agree with Charlie on that one.
On the political side, it kind of stood out to me. It just recently happened was Haley Barbour letting those two sisters go, which I'm happy that he let them go, but he's doing it because he put himself in a situation where he's trying to make it look like he's not a racist. That dude is a racist from top to bottom.
Let me comment on that, because that's one of the things that I definitely wanted to talk about. I think that what's very important for people to watch in 2011 is to understand that Haley Barbour plans to run for president of the United States. Okay? The man plans to run for president of the United States. And before, and I'm a Mississippian, I live here in Mississippi, and, you know, when I first heard the rumors that he was going to run, a friend of mine sort of dismissed it like, oh, he'll never win. And then I looked at him like he was crazy, because I had to remind him that this is the same guy that was Bush's campaign manager when he first ran, and he was the Republican chair when he ran the second time. So this is somebody that you should really, really, really take seriously as he makes his bid for the presidency. And as you and I both know, Alan, you were here in Mississippi. As an African-American, we can't forget the fact that this man tried to shut down African-American colleges here.
Yep. Sure did.
I know that that's not something that affected the nation, but I think that this person will be a serious candidate for presidency. Even if he doesn't win, look for him to be either a vice presidential candidate or to hold a very, very high post in the Republican cabinet if, in fact, the Republicans are able to take the election in the next presidential election. But look for Haley Barbour to be a major force in Republican politics, and that's not going to bode well for black people in this country. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Well, we also got to worry about all the hatred that we have across this country. I think just because this is our president's second term, it's really showing us that America is not too far removed from 1960. It's not amazing to me, but I think a lot of people finally open their eyes to the hatred that we do have in this country. I think the drawback of education, how are they cutting education across the board? I'm not understanding this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that happened this year that I'm really not understanding. Now, if we could shift gears, because we kind of cutting the show short today, while we only have a couple more minutes, let's talk about those that passed this year. And, Nick, do you have a list, or Al, one of you guys
have a list
of people that passed this year? Let's get into that.
I do have the list right here. Gone But Not Forgotten, 2010. Teddy Pendergrass.
Most definitely.
Guru of Gangstar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
R.I.P.
The legendary Lena Horne.
Yeah.
Ollie Oley Woodson of The Temptations.
Probably
one of the best voices
mm-hmm.
of The Temptations. Marvin Isley of the Isley Brothers. Gary Scheider of Parliament Funkadelic. Abby Lincoln, the noted jazz singer. Robert Wilson of the Gap Band. Solomon Burke, legendary soul singer, if everybody doesn't know. Had the hit single Cry For Me. Gregory Isaacs, he's a Jamaican artist.
Reggae artist.
Magnolia Shorty.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty bad.
We just recently lost her. Of course, Tina Marie, legendary soul singer in the 70s, very much associated with Rick James. And Bernie Wilson of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
I would add to the fact that Dr. Joe Taylor and James are two jazz giants. Lost him this year also.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, one of the, I would say, a great songwriter. I probably get beat up for saying this. I don't think she was one of the better vocalists, but she had chemistry with her guy who she sung with a lot, and that would be Tina Marie.
Yeah.
We can't forget about Tina Marie. And let's not forget about the Haitians that died during that earthquake. All the Haitian people that died during the earthquake this past year, which, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I believe it was all set up. I really do.
How do you set up an earthquake?
Don't get me started.
Please. Jen, that's for another show, but to be honest with you, I can definitely agree with him. I mean, if you look at the last 5 years, all of the quote-unquote natural disasters have only happened in areas that affect people of African descent.
Yep.
No. It is what it is.
Yes, sir. And since we get into our last break here for the day, I want to dedicate this last song to the great, and I can't say this, Al, the late Tina Marie. It's called Ooh La La. You listen to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. We do appreciate you guys for taking the time today to listen to us. Here we go.
Every time you come around, I feel my world start turning.
And that was Tina Marie, Ooh La La La.
Oh, man. I see, Al, I got to give you another sound, man.
See, man, I'm finna go, man.
Don't go.
I'm done, man.
Right here.
I'm done. I'm done.
I ain't even talking about that song. I'm over here behind the boards, and I'm looking up all the files that we got. Why don't we have Talk of the Town on here today?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Hey,
all right.
Women lie, men lie, but this computer screen don't. What a Talk of the Town, Al.
We're gonna
it's okay,
that
Al.
On
over there crying.
He just got a little salt water in his memory.
You know what? I ain't mad. Al, I just want you to do me one quick favor. For 2011, I want you to do me one favor. Stop killing everybody. Please stop killing everybody. Al would be like,
what
this next song is about a late great Willow Smith. It's called Whipping My Hair. Like,
oh, man. Everybody get on
Adam. Stop killing folks. That's all I want you to do. You good.
It's so funny, man. Everybody get on Adam.
No, man. It's cool.
We got love for you, man. Chill out. Hey, shout out to Riding Dirty Radio, man. RidingDirtyTV.com.
Yeah, and Queen Infamous, she was tuning in tonight and said, everybody that's on Facebook, everybody that's on Twitter, Dolly Braxton, everybody else, thank you.
Very much.
Hey, man, we got an exciting show next week. I guarantee y'all going to want to tune into this one. This show goes out to all you heathens out there that think you deserve to be treated a certain way.
Oh, boy.
I ain't say
yep.
Woman.
Yep.
See, look at her. Y'all see that, don't you?
Always.
ABW. ABW.
The guilty parties always speak up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But this one is dedicated to all you heathens out there that think somebody's supposed to do something for you just because you dealt. Now, shouty, it ain't going down. So make sure you tune in next week. If you know somebody that's in your life that thinks you're supposed to treat them a certain way just because they are who they are, they that special, call in next week. Our phone lines will be open. That number is 718-508-9972. Al, what you got to say there, buddy?
I'm here, man. 2011, man. You know, everybody getting on me today. So I'm just going to look forward to a better year in 2011. You know, I'm not going to get the sound no more. I'm not going to get none of that. I'm not going to get none of these inside jokes anymore. It's going to be different this year. All that. See what I'm saying? Hey, it's all right, man. I was on the boat.
This outro is by the late, great Big Chris.
I can say that, man. I was on a boat. What the hell? Can y'all say that? I was on a boat.
My ancestors was on a boat. That was enough for me.
Exactly. It's in my blood. So would. Hey, shouts out to the SCA, Gennaro Hawkins. Shouts out to our man, Anthony Cologne, out there with the New Power magazine. Man, shout out to Nation Radio. Hey, man, we still rocking over here, player. We ain't forgot about you. Shouts out to our man, Bug Boy. Man, we heard from him and God knows how long. Our girl, Valeria. Where y'all at?
Yeah.
Miss Smurf. Don't forget about Miss Smurf.
Doug G.
Yeah,
man, Doug needs to be a part of the show. He ain't on our picture promos no more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kev, I almost forgot. For those of us, for those listeners who are not on Facebook, tune in to the Steve Harvey Morning Show this Tuesday at 9 a.m. and you will hear the Middleman's own Nick Eaton on the Steve Harvey Morning Show this Tuesday at 9 a.m. and you will actually get to see the television broadcast at 9 p.m. on Centric Tuesday night. So 9 and 9 on Tuesday, January 4th. Make sure you listen.
Yeah,
You say 9 a.m.?
If I represent 9 a.m. and then 9 p.m. on Century.
I'm going to have my radio tuned in, boy.
This is why I'm not going to say anything. I'm not saying anything of bad about BET.
You ain't
BET
got
is
to.
Responsible.
I can.
BET is responsible for my the two times I've been on national television, they're responsible for it. So, I ain't saying nothing bad about them.
Well, Playboy, you ain't got to. I will.
I Stephen Hill. I'm just saying, you know, anything you do on BET is the same check. You could be cleaning the studio up or performing. It's going to be the same check.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
They're going to ball it up in your hand and say, holler at me next week.
Well, y'all make sure y'all go to Facebook, go to the Middleman Talk Show group. Hey, we're going to have the information up for this next show. Go to Blog Talk Radio. We do appreciate them. We are rocking with you 211. Hell, go ahead and tell them your catchphrase for the year, baby.
Thank you.
I'm
taking an hour out of your day.
Dan, you got anything you want to say?
I hear you, hear it short.
Dan? Going once. Dan?
Yeah, man.
Going twice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Dan?
Yeah, man.
Hello? I'm doing a trailer.
It's all right,
yeah.
Dan. It's all right.
Intro. Outro.
It's too late.
The middleman shouted, beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout in and learn some. Put your mind and grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. Jen, don't worry about it. It's all good.
And that was an outro by the late, great... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
and
my.
The note to you.
Hey, y'all. One up, one down. Beginning of the year, we're going to start off strong, start it off strong. Y'all ready?
Yeah, man.
I don't hear y'all. Y'all ready?
We ready, man.
Thank you. Ooh,
we
y'all.
Must protect this hose.
All right.
You know,
you okay?
Sure.
How you feel about it?
Cheer. 1993. That's how I feel about it. I'm out.
Holla.
Bye.